This is episode 1202. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. And I welcome you to an episode where you will go on a worry fast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation technique every day here on the podcast. And the techniques are always customized around a theme we explore in depth. We explore this theme for a full week, and that gives you time to really master a particular quality in your life. So our theme this week is about healing, and we're following along the book Divine Will Healing from the original teachings of Paramahansa Yogananda. And this is a book by Mary Kretzmann. She's the director of the Ananda Healing Prayer Ministry. Paramahansa Yogananda was one of the first yogis to come from India to the West. He came to the United States and he taught thousands of Westerners the art and science of yoga and meditation. And in his teachings, he has an entire book, which we're exploring this week, on how to heal. This is healing from emotional or physical pain, or even mental anguish. So for today's technique, I am going to share an option to do a mudra. If you're not sure what a mudra is, no worries. You don't have to do the mudra, but this is a way for you to take your meditation ritual to the next level. A mudra is a way you position your hands. Our hands and fingers have lots of nerve endings on them. And when you position your hands in a certain way, just as when you stretch into a yoga posture or receive acupressure, it activates a corresponding region of your brain. The mudra I'm sharing with you today is a very special mudra that you can do easily. I'll guide you as you position your hands in the mudra, although you might want to take a look at a photo of the mudra. Since this is a podcast, I share a photo on my Facebook page so you can see how to position your hands. And that's at sipandom.com, S-I-P-A-N-D-O-M, sipandom.com. There you'll see the mudra. I'll guide you through this mudra. Let me tell you what the mudra does for you, and then I'll share with you how to go on a worry fast. So this is called the Apanvaya Mudra. It helps promote a deep sense of relaxation, and it's particularly helpful for your heart health. And heart disease is currently the number one killer of both men and women in many Western countries, including the United States, where I live. So this Apanvaya Mudra helps you if you have high blood pressure, if you've experienced a heart attack or heart failure, and it helps, as I mentioned, to promote deep relaxation. Now, please don't do this mudra in place of any medication or anything you might do, such as going to the hospital, if you feel like you're having a heart attack. This is a mudra to do as preventative care to help support your heart by promoting a deep sense of relaxation in your body. So I'm going to tell you how to do this mudra. You're going to bend your index finger down to touch the very base of your thumb. Do this with both hands. So as your hands are on your lap or on your knees, simply bend down your index finger, touching the base of your thumb, and then touch the tips of your middle finger and ring finger with your thumb. and then your little finger is extended outward. That's it. So your thumb is touching your middle finger and your ring finger, and your little finger is extended outward. It's recommended you hold this mudra for 5 to 15 minutes, 3 times a day for best results. I usually hold a mudra for as long as I feel comfortable doing so, and then I release it. Just as I recommend you meditate just to the point where you feel like you could go a little bit longer, and then end your meditation always on a high note. That will keep you coming back for more. So now you have a mudra for your heart health. Now the part about a worry fast is from Paramahansa Yogananda. And what he recommends is that you do a worry fast 3 times a day to begin with. First thing when you wake up in the morning, for 1 hour after you wake up, do a worry fast where you refuse to let anything disturb your sense of peace. And then go on another worry fast from noon to 1. That way, as you take a lunch break or just relax, you're not worrying about anything. And then take another worry fast in the evening. He recommends you do this evening fast when you're with others, especially others who may grate on your nerves a little bit. He wants you to practice doing a worry fast, not when you're nice and quiet and settled by yourself, but rather when you are in the midst of tension. So practice a worry fast morning, noon, and evening, especially when you are with people who may make you worry. So just do this for 1 day and see how it goes. And if you're feeling pretty good about it, then he recommends that you try doing this for 3 days in a row, morning, noon, and night, and then try doing it for an entire day. And then commit to an entire week. You can change your worry patterns to where you can release worries. A worry is about something that may have happened in the past and something that you're worried will happen in the future. So be as present as possible in the moment when you do your worry fast. Focus on the moment you're in. So that is your technique for today. Do a worry fast as you meditate. Refuse to let any thoughts of worry enter your mind. This is your time. You're here showing up for yourself. You deserve this. And know that, as Paramahansa Yogananda also shares, you are doing the best you can with your life. So you're on a journey. Whatever you've done in the past, or whatever may happen in the future, you're doing your best, and that's all you can do. So relax and enjoy the process. Now, if you'd like to be guided in a full meditation, as well as have free 2-week access to over 1,000 guided meditations, you can do this if you head over to my website, which is at sipandom.com. Again, S-I-P, just like you're sipping tea, A-N-D, and O-M, om, sipandom.com. There you will find a membership site where you get a daily guided half-hour meditation. And you also get access to an app that I have. It's in test mode right now, so we're still tweaking it, but it's just about tweaked out to where we feel pretty good about it. And Again, you can try it for 2 weeks free, and you get a journal with each week's series. So you get a healing journal for this week, and you get a guide with all the different meditation techniques organized nicely on it for you. So if you want a little more guidance, that's where you can find it. As always, know you are so worth slowing down for.